going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us now here on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys is the Cowboys' first-round pick from last night, Tyler Booker, with you here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm great. I'm a Cowboy. I don't think I could be much better than this.
Man, awesome job on that press conference. We were just listening to that. We carried it live. It was so fun to watch your joy last night. What all went into that, man?
A lot of hard work and dedication. That was the joy, and that was the joy of the 9-year-old Tyler Booker who loves football, who still loves football and continuing that journey. And me doing it at the highest level for the Dallas Cowboys is one of the best organizations in the world, on this planet, is truly a dream come true.
What made you want to be a Cowboy so much?
Really the legacy of the program. Just seeing how much success there has been over the years, and then me specifically, personally, just seeing the legacy of the offensive line play year after year, from Larry Allen years ago to Zach Martin, who just retired, Tyron Smith. Like, there's so many. I mean, the list goes on and on. But just to be a part of that, the fraternity of great Dallas Cowboys offensive linemen, it really adds fuel to the fire. So I'm very excited to be a Cowboy.
Now, when did you know? Take us through the timeline. When did you first feel like, hey, the Cowboys might take me here in this draft coming up? And then last night, at what point did you know it was going to happen?
So leading up to the draft, I started to hear more and more about the Cowboys. So really after my 30 visit, like, my agents let me know that I did really well on that visit. They said that there was real interest from the Cowboys, and then the closer and closer we got to the draft, the more I started to hear, like, okay, it could be the Cowboys, it could be the Cowboys. And then, you know, when you're in a draft, you track some pieces that need to fall into place before you, and all the pieces fell. And a couple picks before, I was like, man, I think we're going to be a Dallas Cowboy, and just I had to calm myself and my family down when Dallas were on the clock. And then I think it got down to, like, 2 minutes, a little bit under 2 minutes, I hadn't gotten the call yet. So I was just breathing, and I was just like, okay, what's for you, won't miss you? What's for you, won't miss you? I was literally telling myself that in my head. And then the third time I said, what's for you, won't miss you, is when that phone rang. So what was for me didn't miss me, and it was meant for me to be a Cowboy.
Man, it's amazing. Tyler Booker, your newest Dallas Cowboy, with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Your energy is infectious, man. I love listening to you talk. Last night, we got to chat with you on the draft show afterwards. And I think one thing that the Cowboy fans, it's probably because they haven't seen you play, because this is what I told them. They were going by the RAS score after the combine, and the testing wasn't great, so they're questioning the athleticism. What would you say to those doubters right now that are saying, well, the guy's not the best athlete? Because I'd say, put on the tape, watch the guy play, and you're going to be wowed.
Yeah, I've been playing football for almost 17 years of my life, and I trained for the combine for about 6 weeks. So that's what that comes down to. Like, I'm a football player. The Jones family drafted me to play football, not running around in circles. So that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do that at a high level. And Lord willing, I'm going to do that for years to come. So if you're worried about the RAS score, you're worried about the wrong thing.
What was it always O-line for you growing up? Obviously, you're just a football guy through and through. Were you a two-way player? I imagine you were just crushing kids growing up.
Oh, yeah. I played defensive line, and I was big into a football life. So I remember when Deacon Jones' Football Life came out and he was known for the signature head slap.
Yeah.
Man, I was out there at 8 years old head slapping kids and the refs would throw flags on me. I was like, man, I'm just playing football. I'm just doing what Deacon Jones did. But little did I know that was outlawed and illegal. So kind of had to switch up from there. But I did play defensive line all the way up until high school.
Man, you're one of these offensive linemen that loves hitting people, don't you?
Yes, of course. I mean, you got to love hitting people if you're an offensive lineman. I don't think it could be played any other way.
He's a people mover, Gavin. Tyler, last night you were talking to us about Hutchins Barbecue, big barbecue guy. We got to get you to Hurtado, okay? Hurtado's another great spot here. But what do you think's like the most you could put away, like a barbecue platter? How much do you think you could put down in one sitting?
Okay, so I'm gonna list off my Hutchins order to you. I do a half a pound of pulled pork, a pound of brisket, I do a beef rib, I do four pork ribs, and then I'll do two Texas Twinkies, and I'll do that with mac and cheese, and I'll do that with green beans too, and then I'll finish off all.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All that with peach cobbler and ice cream on top.
Yeah. So. That is amazing.
Bravo, Tyler Booker. That's a damn good order.
Now, I would like to suggest, because I'm a Hutchins man myself quite often, don't sleep on that half chicken.
Yeah.
It's special.
You know, that's the thing. I'm going to try it eventually, but
okay.
Like I like playing the odds game. Like the odds are you can find better chicken more often than you can find better beef rib, better pulled pork, better brisket. You know, so it's all about access and the odds. That's what I like looking at when I'm eating Hutchins.
I hear you, and I think your strategy was perfect. I mean, you're in Texas. Let's live up the brisket and the ribs and the Texas Twinkies and all that. But I tried that chicken one day, and I don't know if I've had better, you know, to be honest with you. So just put that on your radar. Now, one of the trends with current players is the podcasting. Are you ready to do a podcast? Do you have interest in that kind of thing? Because you're, I mean, everybody's telling you you're really good at it, obviously. What do you think about that whole line of work?
I'm definitely interested in it, but I have to keep the main thing the main thing. Like, the Jones family drafted me to play football, not talk in front of a microphone about things that I halfway know about. So before I do that, I got to do a lot of – I have to produce on the field before I feel like I have the right to venture off into other things. So I'm a football player, and that's what I'm here to do.
Tyler Booker here with you on The Fan. Listening to your presser, your visualization, sounded like you're into, like, maybe some mindfulness and whatnot.
No, I'm very much into mindfulness. Like, the mind is a muscle, and if you really know how to use it and train it, you can really expand upon your physical attributes with your mind.
And then the other thing that jumped out to me, you know, they say like the younger generation can't handle like loud or tough coaching, but it sounded like you might even prefer that style.
I do. Like I love tough coaching. Like it's funny, a funny story, like playing for Coach Saban, like he's as tough as it gets. And then Coach DeBoer, he has a different kind of coaching style. So he would tell us good job some days. And then like he would tell us good job to try and encourage us, and like, I didn't like it. I was like, stop telling us good job. Like, why are you telling us good job? Like, so I love tough coaching. I love tough coaching.
Tyler Booker with us here on The Fan. What was the toughest road environment you played in at Bama?
Going to Neyland Stadium for sure. Neyland Stadium for sure. That's one that's always going to eat away at me. It's going to be some stuff that I've kind of halfway gotten over, but I know playing Tennessee at Tennessee will never – I'll never get over that. Like, I lost to them twice in that environment, and it was rocking. And people say that as a euphemism, but it was literally rocking. Like, the stadium was shaking whenever we were on offense.
I believe it, dude.
Tyler, I wonder what it was like at Bama when Nick Saban did retire. We recently, you know, here in North Texas, had to depart with Luka Doncic. Now, that wasn't our choice or his choice. That was a trade. But what's it like at Bama when Saban shut it down?
Oh, it was definitely tough initially, but I understood that everything happens for a reason. I understood that Coach Saban had been doing that for a long time. He was just ready to get into his next venture of life. So rather than being upset, we just decided to celebrate him, embrace him, and wish him well on his next journey. But the tie still has to roll. So I got together with Jalen and the other players on the team. I was like, hey, like, we got to keep this thing going. Like, it never came across my mind of going elsewhere. Like, I'd already poured too much into Bama, into the community, for me to turn my back on it when they needed me the most.
So you went to IMG Academy, Bama. You've talked about now you get to play for the Dallas Cowboys, probably the most known organization in all of professional sports. One thing when watching you play that really stood out is your processing. You have such a good feel and awareness for stunts, for blitzes. Is that film study for you, or is that just, hey, natural feel?
It's a bit of both. It's definitely film study. So, like, the way I watched film this past year was really like I've always loved football, but I became obsessive over football this past year. And the way that I watched film, the way that I approached it, and I saw how much better I was as a football player, how much quicker I was able to process things, that just made my job a lot easier. And then being able to walk through stunts, walk through blitzes, and then also watching them with Jalen Milroe, like, that's my boy. I love Jalen. So to be able to watch all that with him and really break it down and understand from a quarterback's perspective, for one, that helped me protect him better, but two, it also helped me understand the game of football better, so I'll be able to help Dak out and better protect him coming up this season.
What was the feeling like when you got to see your locker for the first time today at the Star?
It gave me chills, you know? It feels like a video game. Like Madden, you have a creative player, and it's been feeling like I've been customizing my creative player. Like, they asked me what number I wanted, they asked me what locker I wanted, like, what my sizes were. So I was like, feel like pretty much customizing my life in a video game, but it's real, and that's due to my hard work and my dedication and everything that my family has sacrificed.
Well, yeah, what went into the number choice? What number are you going to be?
I'm going to be number 52, and it's from college. I wore 54 in high school, but a senior came in and transferred, and they kind of pulled the okey-doke on me. Shout out Springer. They were like, hey, Steen's coming in, and he wears 54, too. Do you want to give him your number? I was like, do I have a choice? He was like, yeah, you have a choice. I was like, if I have a choice, I want to keep my number. And then I come in the next day, we're like, yeah, we gave the number to Steen. I was like, all right, I'll just take number 52 then.
So, recruiting can be dirty work sometimes.
Yeah, dirty work. But hey, somebody's got to get the raw end of the deal, and I guess it was me at that time. Hey, I love number 52. It was my new era at Bama, and that's just part of who I am now. So I love that number.
Yeah, you look damn good in that number. You've made it your own. That's fantastic. What type of – I mean, your personality is incredible. Walchuk said, totally infectious. I know the flip switches when you get onto the field and you become a nasty bulldozer. But what's your temperament? Are you like a silent assassin, or do you like to do a little trash talking out there?
During a game?
Yeah. Oh,
man, it's all natural. Like, I feel like if you got to fabricate that stuff, think about it before the game, you're a phony. You're a poser. Like, if I'm saying something to you during the game, it's because I just put you on your back and it was just natural. I just felt it in the moment. Like I said something to number four after I put him on his butt when Jalen broke out for that 80-yard touchdown when we completely whooped LSU at LSU, which is one of my favorite games ever. So that's an example of it being in the moment. If you watch that play over again, you can see me say something to him, and I don't even remember what I said because it was just in the moment.
I love it. I love it. Okay, what's the most impressive thing Tyler Booker does in a weight room?
The most impressive thing Tyler Booker does in a weight room is hand clean.
Oh, okay, yeah, you got the explosiveness, the power. What are you moving there?
So hand clean, we don't really max out. So here was my freshman year. I played as a freshman, but they still wanted me to get bigger, stronger, and faster, which they're right to do. So I would play like 40 snaps in a game, and then the next day I'd be in there hand cleaning my max. So my freshman year, I maxed out at hand clean at 385, and I'm pretty confident I could put up 405 in a hand clean today.
Oof, that's unbelievable. And I do got to ask you about this turtle situation. What's going on here? You got a pet turtle?
I do. Her name is Trina, and I got her during combine training. because I would just come home, I'd be bored sometimes, be a little bit lonely, and I was like, man, I want to get a pet. But I didn't want to get a dog because that would have been that their dogs are too much. But a turtle is just enough. It's just enough. They're very low maintenance. So, yeah, Trina, that's my girl.
I love it. Tyler, congratulations on all your success and welcome to town. We're so excited to have you here on the Cowboys.
Thank you so much. How about them Cowboys?
There he goes.
Amen. You're the man.
Tyler Booker, the newest Cowboy with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And yes, sir, you can absolutely tell why the Cowboys decided this is the guy. And
what a stud.
If you're looking for somebody that loves football and loves being the Cowboy, you can't do any better than that right there.